Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. I know it is Good Friday, I know, but I thought, you know what, everyone's going to be at home, they're not going to be working, they don't have anything to do, so let's give them a show to listen to. And what a show we've got lined up for you, because we are celebrating our 100th,
woo, 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 woo,
100th, woo. thank you, Business Bunker Extra Radio Show. Can you believe it? 100.
Unbelievable. Congratulations, well, Business Bunker.
No, we're still going. Now, we have got a super duper show lined up for you, and I have got most of my co-hosts joining me in the studio today. Now, unfortunately, Richard, I hope you're listening from your sick bed. Richard Bell, our cybersecurity expert, was supposed to be joining us today, but he's not very well.
Oh, get well soon, Richard.
Must have man flu or something.
Yeah. That means he's taken
right
out.
I'm pretty sure
it
hits all of us at the same time, so yeah. I'm okay. So
you're right.
I'm glad Richard is away, because I'd be down for the whole of the weekend for Easter.
Yeah, exactly. We don't want that. So as you can hear, we have the wonderful Julie Daniel, the chic stylist.
Well, hello, everybody.
Hello. We have the gorgeous, the young Ben Abbott.
Hi, guys.
Media. Hello. Gemma is on her way, I believe. She's going to be in the studio in a couple of minutes.
Okay.
You know, is that good, you know, Good Friday traffic? Slowing her down. Definitely.
That'll be her excuse.
Exactly. I've been listening to the radio this morning, and obviously today is one of the busiest travel days, and you don't want to be going through the tunnel, the Dartford Tunnel, between 11 and 1, because apparently that is the busiest time on the busiest road in the UK.
Right.
Yeah. So don't go to
Let's avoid that then.
Don't go to Lakeside. Don't go above.
Yeah.
Don't go to the other side of the water. It's no worth it. Stay here. Listen to us. We're here. Oh, look, so now. Don't be travelling now. If you are travelling and you are stuck on the M25, give us a shout. Give us a tweet.
Yeah, we'll shout you out.
We do want to hear from you, the listeners. If there are a few of you out there today, I know, as I say, nobody's working, so they've got to be listening. Got no
of course.
Excuse today.
While they're putting the lamb in.
Exactly. Give us a tweet at Bunker Extra. Using the hashtag BeExtraBeBunker, and let us know what you're up to this weekend. Are you actually taking the whole weekend off and enjoying it? Are you, Julie?
I bloody well am. Yeah. Am I allowed to say that? Sorry. For the watershed. Oh, yes, I am. I've had a hectic week in London this week, so I was back late last night. I'm exhausted, but up early, hair blow dried, makeup on. I'm in the studio and
on time.
On
Gemma.
Time.
Gemma.
We're up to London this afternoon to go and have some fun with some friends.
Nice.
And then tomorrow, what are we doing tomorrow? Tomorrow, we're going to do a kiddie day. So we're going to do maybe some swimming. But because the weather's quite good, hey, might hit the beach. Why not?
Yeah.
But why
you know,
not?
Trouble is
everyone's going to be, I know, but we get there early.
Yeah.
Get our place.
I drove past the beach this morning because obviously I live in Margate. It was heaving.
Already?
It's so
already?
There was
before
queues
11.
To get in. Really? Into Margate.
I'm not going to Margate.
Yeah.
No, don't do Margate.
I'm not going Margate.
At least you can
hectic.
Just walk down the road.
Oh, yeah, I'm all right. But we're actually doing London Zoo. I've never been before.
Have you?
How
no,
could you not
never
have
done been to London,
London
Zoo?
I don't know that I've ever been to.
What?
I know.
What's wrong with you?
I don't
you?
Remember ever going. And there's a really good venue there as well. I must pay
yeah.
a visit.
Yeah. They have got a good venue.
So we were deciding between Portland and London Zoo, but we've both been to Portland before and we love it
what,
there.
What, just once?
I've been to Portland once.
How dare you
obviously
just
you've
go
been
just
like
once.
A thousand times. But well, I've never been to London Zoo. So
you've been to London?
Yeah, a few times, but I never really.
A few times.
Really
I'll be your tour
zoo.
Guide.
Yeah, a few times. I only worked there for like a year. It should be good actually. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, be nice. Be nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, nice.
I've got a party to go to on Sunday,
really?
So that'd be really cool. It's in Essex. Family party. Well,
hopefully, the traffic will be cleared by.
I know. I'll still stay away from the Dartford area. So yeah, we'll be lovely. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to just not getting up and open the laptop.
But do you find it hard? See, this is
yes.
the thing. We have to wait till Gemma's get here because I've got loads of questions. You know, we've got a whole theme going on now and Gemma's
yeah.
just ruining the whole thing.
Yeah.
Gemma. No pressure, Gemma.
This is on record now. Gemma has missed the beginning of the 100th show. What was your most memorable show?
The 100th one.
That Gemma, didn't
Gemma not being here for.
But no, do you find that hard to switch off, to stop?
Absolutely. And I won't be totally switched off, I lie. I will have my phone with me and so I can tune into all the social media that's going on and continue to post and continue to take selfies and continue telling the world what I'm doing and where I am and what outfit I'm wearing. Yeah. And inspiring the nation.
Exactly.
With my outfits. So yeah, that's I good. Will be effectively working.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's fun. I love it. I love my job.
And Ben, so, how do you find switching off? Are you, can you?
It's almost impossible for me because there's always something that I should be doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially with editing and stuff, which is so time consuming in the background. So, like today, if I wasn't on the radio, I'd probably still be in bed right now because I'm not a very social person normally. So, and it's been a hectic 2 weeks. So I was just like, yeah, you know, I'll stay in bed for Friday and then Saturday we'll do stuff. Mm. But yeah, it's, I can never switch off, not when I've got my phone attached to me at all times, because you'll see like a LinkedIn notification flick up and you're like, oh, I'll reply to that. I'll do that. And then I was like, oh, there's an email that's come in. I'll just do that now. And then, you know,
of course,
an hour and a half later, you're still in the depths of your phone trying to respond to everybody.
Although it is eerily quiet out there.
It is.
It is, you know, there's no email. You
it's
know,
that my, Sunday I, feeling. Yeah, and then exactly. some.
And it's like, what day is it?
Yeah, yeah.
There's no emails coming in. There's not a huge amount going on out there on no. social media.
It Which has, is, in a way, it helps to slow you down, doesn't yeah. it? Yes. Like you say, like if you weren't here, you'd be having a lion.
Yeah.
Because you feel like you're allowed to. You can on a bank holiday.
Yes.
Because everybody else is.
I think everybody's earned it at this point.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It seems like the start of this year has gone really, really quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just quick. So, everybody seems so busy. No matter when I'm speaking to somebody, they're always rushing around and trying to get stuff done. And I just think everybody just wants a weekend to chill out for themselves.
Mm. Yeah. And then, of course, the kids have been on holiday for the last couple of weeks. Who so, is? You know, for a lot of us, we're also juggling the kids anyway in between the work and he really needing this rest now.
Okay, we can do a big round of applause.
Woo! It's late, Gemma.
We'll let you off, Gemma, because we love you so much. And we haven't made a big thing on air.
That, no, not at all.
And definitely we've got a special co-host guest joining us as well. It's Paul.
Yay.
Hello.
Hello.
Here he is.
Why not have a studio full? Because, you know, I thought, you know what, I'll drag everybody in on a Good Friday.
Under false pretenses, of course.
Under false pretenses?
Yeah. Well, I wasn't coming in.
No, you wasn't, but you didn't.
But know. I'm here now.
You're here now.
I was really surprised to find that some people don't actually work on Good Friday.
Mm. Yeah, it's a bank holiday.
I know. What's a bank holiday?
It's a day where banks get off.
Exactly.
I tell you what, she might be late, but she's running on.
I like it. I like it.
Well, so now we have got the full team in and we are celebrating our 100th show today.
This is very cool.
And Gemma, actually, can you cast your mind back?
100 shows ago.
100 shows ago, because Gemma was on the first show.
I was.
Wow.
Yes. I was on the first
when was
show.
It?
100 shows ago.
100 shows ago. And the date was.
You're not gonna catch her out. You know?
it was a Sunday. I remember.
Sunday.
It was a Sunday.
It's always been a Friday.
No, we did training on a Sunday.
It was a Friday. It was the 28th of April.
At 12 o'clock.
At 12 o'clock, we went live at 12 o'clock.
Not 11.
Yeah. And our first guest was Linda Garcia of Eluxa Consultancy. Yeah. Was it? Yeah, it was.
Was you, it?
Yeah, yes, it was. I'm like, was it? Is it? No, it was. Linda was in, and we were talking about the Pink Charity Gala Ball.
Oh, yes.
That was fabulous. Linda ball. Hosted in May, which was absolutely. I keep trying to talk her into the next one.
Yeah.
So, no, it was too much hard work.
Was it a one off then?
Well, it was going to be a biannual thing, but it is obviously it's quite a lot of work.
Yeah.
Charity events are really, really hard to sell, to feel. Putting it together is not too bad, but actually getting the bums in the seats is always really hard. So you have to find something really to catch people. So but it was so much fun. And Bird joined us as well. She came into us because you know, my first ever show on radio, and you know, the tech support wasn't there, and you know, the boss wasn't there. Nobody was there to support me.
Get thrown in the deep end.
Violins.
And 100 shows later, she's still dependent on me.
Exactly. It's because you had the key. we've had some great shows.
We have some great shows.
Does that imply you had some rough ones as well?
Yeah, they've all been amazing. It's funny though, because it goes up and down, and it depends on the guest and how well the guests, and you know,
you never know. No. You actually never know, because you meet somebody and you think, oh my goodness, they're really outgoing, and then they get in front of the mic. What happened?
They freeze.
What happened?
People start panicking. What happened? Yeah. People start panicking in front of camera and on a microphone. It's the crazy, second they're being recorded or listened to, then they have to overthink everything that they say, because they're so worried about stepping out of line.
Yeah, and then there are others you think, oh, we'll see how this goes, and they've got such amazing backstories and interesting things that have happened to them or that they've been through that you had no idea of. So I think that's the gem in it all.
She's really cooking. You're right.
Really cooking on gas.
She was practicing in the car on the way here.
Did you get up early this morning? Was just
no.
No. And we were just saying, actually, because obviously it is a bank holiday, and I'm in full event mode. Got 3 weeks to the Venues and Events Expo, which is a huge event. So my brain is just on that. So that's why I didn't think about the building being open. I didn't think that it was an Easter holiday. Holiday? What's that? And we were just saying, like, are you stopping for the weekend?
I'm stopping.
How easy do you find that to do, though? Just to write, okay, breaks on, stop for 4 days.
I normally find that really, well, it's just impossible usually. But I think because I had a week off last week, and most of my clients are on holiday anyway, it's
how
a lot
do you
easier.
Have a week off? You said you have a whole week off. We're talking about holiday weekend.
I had a week off last week, so I'm kind of in that mode. But I'm learning that actually I've spent a couple of years just being exhausted.
Yeah.
Like a couple of years being exhausted.
Just constantly.
So now I'm learning that actually I do have to look after myself, and it's really important to plan those breaks in. So to have last week off, I had to put that in the diary at Christmas. And then I've put another week off for August, because otherwise it doesn't happen.
Do you feel guilty if you have time off?
No.
No, see, I'm still in the phase where I still feel guilty if I've got any time off at the moment. Because, you know, like I had to take time off for personal reasons last week, and you think, oh, I've lost 3 days of work.
Mm. Do you know what it is as well? I think when you start to, if you start to expand, because you don't have to, not just your waistline, but also otherwise.
That's constantly expanding.
Those Easter eggs.
But if you start to expand and you know that somebody's doing, at least keeping the basics running, whilst, even if that's a VA, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be somebody who you're employing. But if you know that there is somebody keeping an eye on the emails or answering the phone, or, you know, there's just somebody there, because that's the fear, isn't it? That, my goodness, well, what if someone contacts me and
I'm going to lose business.
And they want me to fly to Dubai and have like a whole month of amazing, you know.
Photo shoots.
Exactly. Yeah, what if that happens?
In my case. Right. I know, that could happen. That really could happen.
So, but when you have somebody else working with you or for you, it really does ease the pressure a bit. Although I did call Lucy one day last week, and this is how she answered the phone: "You're not supposed to be ringing me."
I've got my first week off in over a year, in May, and I'm terrified to go away for a week.
But you need to do it.
You have to.
I'm building up to maybe in 2 years to be able to have a 2 week break. That sounds amazing.
9 years.
What? No break?
Before you had a
Nine
break.
9 years before I went on holiday.
Yeah.
And that was only because I was forced.
But you were earning the cha-ching for 9 years, weren't you? You were building that empire in 9 years.
And also, you don't come and tell the truth, you don't like holidays. So
there's that as well.
don't get the violins out for him yet. I attempted to have a day off yesterday.
How did that go?
You attempted, she said, being the operative word.
Didn't happen. But to be fair, it's not realistic. I say I've got a big event in 3 weeks, so there's too much to do. So and then somebody threw two bank holidays in before. I mean, come on, people.
I know. And there's two in May, by the way, just so you know.
I know.
There's two in May. Now I'm gonna enjoy it, because I think as well, for me, it's going back to my why and what is the reason, really. It was to have more time with the family.
Right.
And apparently taking them to work with you is just not really acceptable.
I think it works better.
The judge doesn't like it. When they wander over and say, can you see the dress on my dolly? Your Honour.
Apparently that doesn't really work. It's not really acceptable. So I'm looking forward to having that kind of downtime just for a couple of days, and then coming back fighting fit.
And that's the point, isn't it? Yeah. You come back more refreshed. Mm. There's no point going, tying yourself out, you know, dealing with clients and just not kind of wanting to be there because you're so tired. So sometimes...
I mean, for me, I always want to be there, but that is my downfall. I always want to be there, but it's just difficult. And what I'm experiencing now, I'm being very creative, and I'm not normally a creative person.
No, you're not.
I'm not normally at all, but I really find it difficult to work on the business and in the business at the same time. You know, and some people do this, do a couple of hours here and then switch. I really find it difficult to make that switch. But having, I say I've had a week off, having my week off, my brain has been going, oh, we could do this and we could do that. And what about this? And what about
recharged.
That?
Recharged.
Mm. So that's it. That's, I mean, and I think that's the crux of it. As when you run your own business, you don't ever actually take time off. You don't switch off. So when you're not actually working,
you're still
in the
working.
Business, your yeah, brain yeah. is going, oh, I could do this and I can change that. And
we live in an interrupt-driven society. Based on technology, yeah. If you run your own business and you get an email, a WhatsApp, a text, a Facebook message, a LinkedIn message from one of your clients that goes, I'm not happy, you don't go, I'm on holiday, I'll talk to you in a 3 weeks' time, do you? You deal with it.
Quickly.
Because yeah. We've got used to having things on demand. Like as a client, as a consumer, you're used to.
Yeah.
I want it now. Yeah.
Exactly. If I don't do it now, I'll get someone else to do it now.
Yeah.
And there'll always be somebody waiting in the wings.
Yeah, exactly. Because there is.
That's what it is, yeah.
Classic. Last night, it was my mum's birthday. Happy birthday, mum.
Happy birthday, Amanda's mum.
And we were around there having Chinese. And we went to order the Chinese from where we normally order it. It was closed. It was closed, and it was closed for 2 weeks.
Really?
Yep.
What are they doing? What's the matter with it?
But they've just lost a customer because when
do we know why they were closed though?
No.
it could be good. I mean, yeah, they may have failed down. Their health inspection. Yeah. They could have run out a rat. Yeah.
The point being that they've now lost a customer because we got it from somewhere else. Yeah. Actually, was really nice. So
yeah,
next time
and you'll
we get
go
Chinese,
back there.
We'll
next
go
time.
Back there.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
It is that, you know.
But
scared that, to turn off completely.
That's an interesting point about business in general. and part of what we're discussing here, being serious for a moment, there may be legitimate reasons why that restaurant was closed. You know, as I say, they may have failed a health check or, you know, maybe the chef had food poisoning or whatever.
I think they were having refurbishment. So.
Yeah, or it could be refurbishment.
So there we go.
but our on-demand life says, right, that's it. That's your last, you know, it's your first chance and your last chance. Yeah. Refurbishing your restaurant when I want to eat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not
how dare
good
you?
Enough. Yeah. Yeah, how dare you do that?
It's the life of convenience. We want convenience now.
And we go somewhere else and stay there.
Yeah, of course.
Until they upset us and then we go somewhere else.
Because also, it's also about comfort too. Mm-hmm. So we want to be comfortable and secure at the same time.
Yeah.
So we go to what we know. You give us a poor service or you're just not good enough because you're not open. Mm. And so we go elsewhere. But then we get comfortable and familiar again with the new.
Yeah.
And
but do you know what I've kind of learned from that is, well, yeah, that's absolutely true because I do it as well. But actually, if someone goes somewhere else, I mean, I value all of my customers, but if they go somewhere else, there are more customers. So it's also learning not to have that scarcity.
Nice.
I like that.
Nice way of thinking, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
No, it is.
Because someone else will ring a restaurant or take away that they normally go to. They'll be closed when you're...
Yeah.
Ordinary restaurant is open and they'll get a new one. So you win some, you lose some.
So the point being, don't be scared of it. Yeah. It's, you know, you have to.
It's natural.
It's part of the cycle of being in business. You lose customers, you gain customers. You sack customers, customers sack you. You can't avoid that. You know,
it's like friends, really, isn't it?
It's exactly like friends.
they come, they go.
I almost said partners, but I'd die. I wouldn't have even made it to the door.
Do you want to swap chairs? Are you all right?
We're only going to be nice to you because you're key. So we can get out.
I can lock
hold us in. Hostage in here.
Yeah. No, that's exactly right. You're exactly right. And you know, getting upset for the wrong reasons, you should always respond. You know, if you've done something to upset a customer, that's feedback. Mm. Yeah, and you may have lost that customer, but you need to understand what you've done that upset them.
Exactly.
And if there's something you can do about it or something you did wrong, you put it right.
Right.
Yeah, but you can't get upset every time somebody walks away and doesn't use you again.
Yeah. But some people take that personal, especially if you're new in business. Well, it's a personal attack.
It feels personal because it's your business.
Exactly.
And so that's the fundamental mistake people make with things like TripAdvisor. They take everything personally and fight back. And that's the worst possible thing you can do. Mm. You know, if somebody puts a bad review on TripAdvisor or whatever, and you go, yeah, well, you're a... you came in here smelling and, you know, you're an idiot. Everybody else goes, what's the matter with you?
It makes you look worse.
It makes you look worse.
I think the real thing about TripAdvisor is you look at it and think, all right, that person just seems to be complaining about a lot of nothing.
Yeah.
Like we're going on holiday in May, like I said, and we found this fantastic hotel. And for 1 week of the year, they had a conference there for Herbalife. Mm. And they said everybody complained about the noise, everybody complained about the employees, and they were just very kind about it and said, you know, I promise you they're not invited back. So I'm very sorry that, you know, you had the issues, but it is what it is. We can't, you know, we can't control people.
You have to admit when you make a mistake, you missed making a mistake. And even if you don't feel it's a mistake, if your clients think it's a mistake, you can just be nice.
It's a Dale Carnegie principle there. If you're right, admit it quickly and
emphatically. Oh, God, I've got two of them in the room.
I was just going to say, it's the political way of handling a problem, which is to admit a mistake without admitting a mistake. So you basically go, I'm really sorry you feel upset about, you know, being in my restaurant. We'll put it to our customers to see if they want, you know, their eggs hard cooked in future, and we'll, you know, we'll respond.
Well, you just learn from it. I was watching a documentary on Inside McDonald's. Everyone loves a McDonald's story.
I haven't, but I might watch it now.
So it was really good, and they were talking about all the challenges they've been through, because they soared for quite some time, didn't they? They were like, amazing. It was the business to be. And then they had all of this backlash. So they had the vegans, PETA come after them, and then they had all the foods unhealthy. Yeah. And what they did is...
supersizing as well. Supersizing. They had to come down again.
Right. Mm. So what they did is they absorbed all of that criticism, which all kind of came at once, and then went, okay, we'll make sure our burgers don't have horse in it. They put 100% beef on there. We'll make sure we do something for the vegetarians. Oh, here's a veggie burger. Okay, right, 100% chicken. And they literally, that's how it's kind of morphed into something else.
Yeah.
And that's what keeps you current and relevant in a society that's ever-changing.
Absolutely.
Listen to the critique, isn't it? You need to listen to what people say.
Yeah.
Don't take offence.
It does hurt. No, I don't say don't take offence, because at the end of the day, you're human. If you say you're not taking offence, you're lying. It hurts. You know what I mean? It's like when someone ripping off a plaster.
But what you do, though, is be smart in how you attack them back. You look all sweetness and light while you jab a
See, this actually brings this leads on nicely. I did have a little bit of a plan for today.
Did you?
I've got some questions to ask everybody.
Oh dear!
But this leads quite nicely into it. We have got a couple of nice shout outs though, so we've got to give her a shout out. I've got to give a shout out first to the lovely Megan from 6-2, who I know she's not listening today, but she did send me a private message yesterday saying congratulations on the 100th show. 6-2 are always really great supporters of this show.
They are,
and they often listen. So Megan's away, so she's going to listen to the playback.
Well, who's running the show? Aaron was away the other day.
Yeah, exactly. What's going on? All these people.
How dare they have their holiday off?
I know. Time off. So there's a big shout out to 6-2 Tech. We've had one from the lovely Tracy Ferguson. Congratulations. Have a fantastic 100th show. She's going to listen again. So I love it when Tracy listens again, because then we get tweets like later on in the week. She's tweeting her replies to what's going on in the show, which is great. We love that. And
Tabitha.
Yes.
Just have a great show. We'll listen in as I make fish pie for 12 people.
Ooh. Can you fit a few more people in for that?
How many people? Fish Friday, isn't it? Good Friday is the day for fish.
I'm so fussy, but I'm not that fussy. It's just fish, right? But I eat prawns. That's the weird thing. So I am fussy. But yeah,
selective,
it's just anything too fishy, it's too much for me.
Too fishy.
Well,
too fishy.
I'm a pescatarian, so, you know, that just really wouldn't work.
I'm a Leo.
Yeah.
Are we compatible?
No. No. And Mark Goldfinch, have fun. If it's anything like the Christmas show, we have got bubbles here. And Richard, you are missing the bubbles, which we are going to open in a minute. I'm going to force feed everyone Prosecco.
Hard life, isn't it?
I know. Chips and Dinks, have a great show. Happy Century. Thank you. And Lisa Settle, have a great 100th show. Is it 100 shows?
It's massive. It's a really big achievement.
Centennial show.
And you know, and I still, even, you know, weeks go by and we're all working really hard, and it's a real hard slog, and we have our ups and our downs and everything like that. And I often get to Friday and I'm like, I'm knackered. And I'm like, I come in the studio and I'm like, and then I'm like, get the co-host in, get the guest on, and by the time I'm leaving, I'm buzzing again.
The vibe. There's a good vibe.
So fantastic.
Yeah.
And the reason we did start this show, and I did put a post on Facebook, was not just because I like the sound of my own voice, but that did help. But it was to be an extension to our brother's show, The Bunker Show. And we both do the show to give, you know, the business community a voice.
Mm.
You know, when you're running a business and when you're starting, it's really tough out there, really tough. And I think everybody's nodding, because when you start a business, you're all so full of enthusiasm. And then once you're in like a year, you're like, oh my God, why did I do this? It's so hard.
So nobody tells you that.
I regret not celebrating my first business birthday because I just
didn't celebrate.
No, so I just kind of passed it by and was like, oh, like a week ago was my first business birthday. I was like, oh, I'm still here. that's pretty cool.
I think we celebrate everything, Amanda, don't we?
We do.
We're like, I woke up this morning.
Yay! The biggest thing to celebrate.
I've learned from that now, so we're going to celebrate everything.
Yeah,
because it's
we can still celebrate it.
Yeah, it was quite depressing because I got past it. And I was like, actually, I probably should have done something for that.
Totally. Mm. Always a time for Prosecco and cake.
Always. Talking of cake, Lucy's just going to have her cake now because she's hungry.
Well, it's, you know, celebrations at every level of business. It's our 20th anniversary this year for Jobs in Kent.
Is it?
Really? Yeah. Fantastic.
Everyone gets a job.
Everyone gets a raise.
Free jobs for everyone.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. It's amazing how quickly 20 years have gone as well.
Yeah.
It seems like only yesterday. And
yeah, I was like six.
Well, I won't tell you, Ben, that actually my first business is over 30 years old. Yeah, well,
oh, God. Yeah. Have you even thought of then, Ben?
No. Yeah. Probably not.
Not even a twinkle in the eye.
I think it is really good to look back as well, to take that time and reflect, because we're always looking forward, aren't we? What is the next thing? Yeah. What's the next thing? What's the next thing? But it is really important to take that time and
But that's the mindfulness, isn't it? Yeah. It's about being in the moment and really enjoying what's going on for you in the here and the now. And we don't, because as you say, we're always looking forward to the future and always planning the future.
What's next? What's next?
You're planning Expo. Yeah. You know, I'm planning my next event. Mm. You're planning the next podcast. You're planning, you know, your next client meeting, etc. So we're always thinking about the next thing. Why don't we just stop for a minute and think about today?
Right, and we're going to go into a break because I've got a great song for us. But before we do, I'm going to this saying that I absolutely love, and I'm going to get it wrong now because I can't remember it. You have to slow down to speed up.
Ah.
Thank you very much, Graham Wilson, the leadership what's his name? Business leadership.
It started off so well.
The Success Factory.
Thank you, the owner of the Success Factory. But yes, you have to slow down to speed up.
Yep.
Some people are so busy going fast, but what you need to do is slow down. Yeah. We've got a bit of a song to cheer everybody up. We're already cheered anyway. We're going to open the Prosecco, getting stuck into the brownies, and we'll be back. And I have got questions from my co-host today, so don't go anywhere.
Advertise your job vacancies in Kent with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
Do you use social media for your business? Do you understand all things digital? No? Then come to ZC Live. Business owner and TV commentator Zoe Cairns will host a day full of great content for local businesses. Free workshops, inspiring speakers, networking opportunities, top marketing tips, the latest trends. And it's all free. Make your digital marketing more effective with ZC Live, Friday, May the 31st at Strood Academy. Book your free place now at zclive.co.uk.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Hello and welcome back. You are listening to the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show, the 100th Business Bunker Extra Radio Show. And I have got a packed studio today. If you just caught up with us, I have got in the studio most of my co-hosts. Poor Richard is not very well.
Oh,
no. We'll have your Prosecco and brownies. I do have the gorgeous Gemma Fairclough-Haynes of Orchard Employment Law.
Why, hello there.
Hello. Do we have the wonderful and gorgeous and chic Julie Daniel from the Chic Dialist.
Hello, hello, hello.
And we do have the wonderful, the young Ben Abbott.
Hi, guys.
Media.
We worked out how old he actually is. Yeah, so he's really young.
He's really young. See, that's what people wonder why I say he's young. It's because he is young. And we do have the wonderful, gorgeous Paul Andrews.
The old Paul Andrews.
You added that yourself.
Everybody was giving me grief about it earlier. So I'm just going to go with it.
You are the most mature in the room.
Most
experienced. It's like a whiskey. And we do, fine to age.
And we do have little co-host in today, Lucy.
Hello.
Hello. Aww. Stuffing her face with cake. She does love her cake. And we're stuffing our face with brownies.
We are. Yeah, Nanny's brownies.
They are mum's brownies. I would like to take credit for them, but...
Oh, you didn't tell them your mum's brownies. Hello.
Mum's brownies. So we are today, we are celebrating our 100th show. So we are just looking back and we're talking about business. You know what? Because this is what the show is all about. It's a business community show. It's to hear about all these amazing businesses out there, their journeys, what they do, how they do it, why they do it. So questions for the panel. Ha, ha, ha. I sort of pre-planned some of this. So here's my question. When you run your own business, obviously... You put in the time, the hours, but for me personally, I also put in my full all, my passion, my heart, my soul goes into every single event I do, and everything that I do for my business is me, okay? And we were saying before that, you know, you shouldn't take criticism, but you do take criticism because it's a personal. So, Gemma, starting with you, is it a good thing or a bad thing that you put your entire soul and heart into your business?
I'm just one of those 2 feet in people. Like, if I'm going to do anything at all, I put everything into it, down to every last strand of curly hair to, like, you know, right down to my toenails. So I think it's a good thing. If you're going to do something, then do it properly or just don't do it at all. Like, go hard or go home. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's just me.
Okay, so let's go to Paul then.
Well, because you're same question.
Yeah, same question. You're more experienced.
He puts all his hair into it.
No, I agree totally with Gemma. And it isn't just about running your own business either. When I worked in a corporate environment, I gave it everything. I put everything into it because that's the way that you do things and succeed at things is by working hard at them. And so many people would just go through the motions and or play politics or whatever it is they wanted to do. But at the end of the day, what always worked was those of us that actually put the hours in and put the time in and put the effort in. So, yeah.
I feel it's about fulfillment. Mm. And having worked for Donkeys in corporate, I felt personally that I wasn't fulfilled and I was putting all this effort in and I wasn't getting anywhere. So actually, I, in my business, throw myself at it from the passion and the desire and the fulfillment and the absolute satisfaction I'm going to get, because that satisfaction, the return of that, you know, beats everything, really. You know, you put your all in and you get that ultimate feeling of, you know, real fulfillment. And that's hard to get. Mm. And you know that you've created that, you know, with your own two hands and your own brain. And yeah, it's for me.
Ben, do you agree?
Yeah, I agree. I think from my perspective, it's always been about doing what I'd love to do. So being able to wake up every morning and love what I do is extremely important to me. Over the past year and a bit, I've probably failed more times than I've succeeded. But making sure that every win you kind of celebrate, like we were talking about earlier. So,
but you don't, Ben.
Now, for client wins and stuff, I do. It was just the business side. Just didn't even contemplate. We've been going a year. So, you know, new clients, all stuff like that, then, you know, is celebrate. But, you know, I've worked on my own for, even when I was part of a corporate team, you know, I still worked from home. So 95% of my time was always alone. So you just kind of get used to working in that way. So, you know,
are you a bit of a loner?
Yeah, I think so.
Not a bad thing. Some people aren't.
It's not so much that I want to be. It's more so the fact that situation has kind of dictated that the case.
But you're comfortable with that.
Yeah. And for me, growing the business, I think I will struggle working with other people because I've only ever worked by myself.
Note to self, here's my card.
Realistically. for six to seven years now. So, you know, just me and either my home office or, you know, now that I've got an office in Ramsgate, it's just always been me. So, it's been just knowing that I wake up every morning and I love what I do. That's why I do it.
Don't become antisocial, though.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm always
a recluse.
That's why I'm always
process.
Networking. I get people to come to me.
Great. That's what we like. Yeah. Get out there.
So generally, and as Paul said, I think whether you're running a business or whatever you do, do it properly, or why bother doing it at all?
You have to commit to what you're doing. And what I find is most people that run their own business because they're passionate about the thing that their business is about.
Yeah,
and that's the crucial thing. If you ask why run your own business, that's a slightly different question as opposed to how you run your business. And why most of us run our business, I think, is that one, we need to earn a living, as does everyone. But two, it's about being able to be flexible. Mostly, it's about being in control as far as you can be. You know, we can't have total control of everything because HMRC stick their oar in and there are various regulations on employing people. You know, and customers obviously drive you in particular ways. But I think the vast majority of us actually go into business, and the research backs this up as well, to have control over their lives.
So you're all control freaks?
No, not at all. No, not at all.
You know, I didn't see what I did there.
Wasn't you calling up your staff whilst you were on holiday?
Yeah.
But all joking aside, I think that is a big part of being able to run, and you have to have a certain amount of control freakness because...
And organisation, high organisation levels. Yeah.
Spreadsheets.
And if you don't, you get somebody to do it.
If you're not, because I'm not particularly organised.
I'm not at all. I'm dreadful.
Oh, I am.
Terribly organised.
Okay, so organisation is not a key point to have.
No, it is. It's just how you deploy it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The interesting thing for all of us that work for ourselves is we only have a finite set of skills and talents. Mm. Yeah. But being in business, you have to have talents right across the board. Now, you either adapt to that by learning and doing things you don't like doing, or you delegate it.
Right.
Mm. And you can delegate it in one of two ways. You can hire someone to do it, or you can partner with someone to do it. Mm. So in the early days, if you don't like bookkeeping and VAT returns, then you take on a bookkeeping company or a VAT company. As you get bigger, you might end up with your own
in-house
staff.
Yeah.
Yep. Same with HR or anything else. Yeah. So that's what you do. A lot of people make the mistake, though, of trying to do things that they hate doing and aren't very good at and keep doing it rather than farming it out.
Yeah.
But you know what's an interest? I was having a conversation with somebody yesterday at Dragon because they're thinking about growing. Mm. But if you haven't got the finances to outsource it or insource it, then what do you do?
Yeah, sure. I mean... But the fact is, it all depends what your business strategy is as well and where you are going with your business and why you are doing your business. For me, there's absolutely no reason why everybody has to grow. Mm. Yeah, you don't have to grow. It's one of those myths that we perpetuate for a long time. If you're running a lifestyle business and you're making a reasonable income and you're happy with that and you're happy with the clients that you have, there's no reason why you have to grow. Yeah. I know someone that runs a very substantial business that has 5 customers. That's it.
Yeah.
They have 5 customers. If they ever lose one of those, they acquire another one. But they never go beyond 5 customers. And it's just what they've chosen to do because they can manage that in the way that they manage it. So it depends on what your strategy is, really, in terms of how you want to grow. If you want to grow but you haven't got the money, that's when entrepreneurialism kicks in because it's all about risk, isn't it, and managing that risk. And what you have to do is go, do you know what, if I hire them, I hope I've made enough extra money by hiring them to pay them at the end of the month.
Tell them you need to earn your worth.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think that's the position that I'm in now. Yeah. Like, yeah, exactly. You know, I can't afford to hire somebody yet. You know, we've got plans to grow for the end of the year, and I can't do everything myself. Mm. Like, just physically, I don't have the time and I don't have the expertise. So, you know, the admin, the finance side, I pay an accountancy firm to handle all of the money for me because I hate doing that. Mm. And I suck at it as well, like really badly. I'm awful at that stuff. So that's why, you know, you get the experts in. I've started working with the Kent Foundation.
Mm. Oh, they're brilliant. Mm. They are. I'm so gutted that, like, I started my business at age 30.
Yeah, because it's
too old.
Yeah.
What's, so what's the age range for them?
It's under 30.
Oh,
under 30.
Okay.
So
that counts us all out.
They're all too
so
old
I started working with them, and literally
that's why he's the young Ben.
As of yesterday, we've just been partnered with a mentor, so I'm hoping that will help. But you know, one of their first suggestions for me: have you thought about bringing in a commission only salesperson? Mm. Because I cannot. Or I don't have the time right now, because if I have to work on the business to then be able to go and sell and do things like that, it's, you know, it's something that I'm looking at now to be able to grow the business, because I can't afford to pay the salary and I'm not sure how it works. So we're kind of investigating.
We should have a conversation about that. Commission only
it's difficult.
It's quite dangerous.
Yeah, that's why.
Not impossible, but dangerous.
No, and I know that as well, because that's what a lot of the my previous team, when I was working for other companies, were commission only, and there was very strict rules and regulations as to how that was worked. So I don't know how it will work, but that's something that, you know, I'm looking at now, is how we generate more business, because I've only got so much time in a day.
Mm. I think you get to a point, as Paul said, when the entrepreneurial bit kicks in, if I want to grow, okay, how do I need to grow? And you've got to make that leap. I've just been making that leap, and it's very scary.
At some point, you've got to take a risk. Mm. At some point, you have to take a risk. It can be a calculated risk, but it has to be a risk, because you've got to have faith that whatever you do is going to give you the returns to afford to do what you're going to do.
But that would be based on your past predominantly, wouldn't it? And how well you've been doing up to that point.
Absolutely.
The client base and your marketing.
As much as anything else, it also depends on your contacts and the people around you and the professional people around you.
See, stop you just 2 seconds. We've got 15 minutes into the show. Ben, open the Prosecco.
Oh, come on. Pop that cork.
We're chatting away here.
Keep talking, Paul.
Keep going. Yeah. Carry on.
Yeah. So back in the day, what used to happen is if you wanted to expand your business, you went to the bank and you negotiated a loan or an overdraft so that you could do it. Yeah, now you can't do that. You have to look at alternative routes to finance.
He wasn't waving you, by the way. Facebook, hello, Molly and Michael and Lisa. He wasn't waving at you.
I was catching a fly. But for me now, the difference now, as opposed to going to a bank to borrow money, is what you do now to expand your business is collaborate.
Yeah.
You collaborate and build associations. Mm-hmm. Judy, you might be interested in this. I was talking to a lady the other day that's a style consultant.
Oh, yeah.
And she said to me...
Why weren't you talking to me?
Because you weren't there.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I've lost the customer.
She approached me at a networking meeting and said she works on her own. She's really struggling.
Somebody help Ben. Seriously.
I haven't got any nails, and
he's,
I'm trying to get into this.
He's not very good at this.
Have you got I'm not breaking my nails for that. I'm sorry.
He's got it.
I've got it. I'm fine, guys. Just keep going.
Yeah.
We've got 10 minutes into the show, Ben.
She was saying, you know, I'm really struggling to grow my business, find more clients. And I said, well, you have to collaborate with other people
and
get them to build your business for you.
Yeah.
I know two people that would help someone in the style business from on a bloke style point of view. There's a guy that follows me on LinkedIn that makes shoes.
Oh.
He hand-makes shoes to your specification.
Nice.
And they cost no more than a good pair of shoes from a good shoe shop would have cost you anyway. And I also know a tailor, Godfather Tailoring, that makes suits. So as a style consultant, you could partner with someone like that and go, look, if you want someone that wants style advice, I can do it. If I want someone that wants a suit, you can do it.
Absolutely.
And you grow like that.
You do.
It's collaboration.
I collaborate with photographers, makeup artists.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Aesthetic nurses.
Here we go. Here we go.
One, two. Lisa, we'll drink your glass. Whee! Happy birthday. Was that a birthday? Happy 100th shows. Yeah, one of those.
Happy 100th. To get a turnaround from the Queen.
Yeah, we should.
I just boomeranged that on my... on my Instagram. There we go.
Guys, by the way, so Molly and Lisa, I am going to turn
reach.
I'm going to turn Facebook Live off now, and you guys can carry on your conversation.
Bye, guys.
Molly and Lisa are having a nice old conversation on Facebook Live here. And we're going to go off because I've got to take more photos. Pass some glasses around. So I've turned to Facebook Live, but we're still on air. keep going. So here, question number two, because there's so much information, and it's great, really great to have Paul's input, because obviously he has got a little bit more experience, and has been there, done it, and keeps doing it, and so, you know, semi-successful, I think you would say.
No, it's a thing or two.
Yeah, extremely successful. Okay, so this is, I probably get asked all the time, and you hear it all the time. What is your biggest challenge? Julie, let's go with you first. What is your biggest challenge?
I think my biggest challenge is getting the repeat customer. For me personally, once I've taken them through the style consultation process, and we've looked at their wardrobe and we've done some personal shopping, I've given style advice and expertise on the latest trends and worked out, you know, in terms of what they want out of the process, what transformation they're looking for, etc. And we've gone and dressed them accordingly. I've given them my all and they've got all the knowledge.
They've got everything. So they don't
they've
need
got
anymore.
It. So, and actually the whole point of what I do with them is I train their eye to look for the right cuts, colours, prints, you know, outfits to suit their body shape, you know, to project the right image, have the presence that they desire in the workplace. So actually I've done my job too bloody well, and I do myself out of that customer coming back to me. So it is a bit of a double-edged sword, really, and it's really hard to get them back. And
do you have to have repeat clients? I think this is the thing. I've been having lots of discussions this week, so I've not been that busy. all my clients are on holiday, so we've been having lots of discussions in the office. And I think for me, it's getting past those myths that people say, to have a business, you've got to have repeat.
Excuse me, they've forgotten me again.
Sorry.
Prosecco, people.
We haven't done it yet. Maybe you don't have to have repeat customers. You just need to make sure that your clients are referring you to new clients. Maybe that's the key, rather than having to have repeat.
Well, it kind of depends what business you're in, yeah? Because in my business, if I don't have repeat customers, I have no customers, because I work in a finite thing. Jobs in Kent is about employers in Kent. If they don't come back, there aren't any others.
Yeah.
So it kind of depends what business you're in. But as a general point, I agree. And also within the business, some customers fade away and come back. Some customers fade away and don't come back. Some customers disappear.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, in business to business, a lot of customers go out of business.
Yeah.
You know, so it's always a changing environment. For me, the biggest challenge is the changing environment. Running a technical business, a technology-based business, the pace of change is such that it disrupts our business every couple of years.
Yep.
And we have to keep adapting to that. Mm. And after a while, you kind of run out of ideas of how you adapt to the new environment.
Yeah, of course.
So, Gemma, what's your biggest challenge?
Right now, it's drinking this Prosecco whilst talking on air.
That's never been a problem before.
My biggest challenge now is, so I know that I need to grow. Well, I know you say you don't have to grow. I feel like I'm a bit too complacent. Like everything's tickety-boo, it's good, everything's clocking along. I feel like I should be doing something, I just don't know what that something is. Mm-hmm. Too comfortable.
So you thought about bringing a coach in?
It's interesting what you say, because as an entrepreneur, that for me, that is everything that's ever spurred me on, is that gut feeling you suddenly get that I should be doing something.
Mm. Working, maybe.
And you never know what it is, but you get that feeling that says, do you know what? I should be doing something. Mm. Yeah. And for me, that opens me up to the next person that walks across my path saying, oh, you know, da da da. That's what I should be doing. I should be doing that.
Yeah. Signs.
So people, please walk across my path. But that is definitely how I'm feeling at the moment is everything's good, but I know there's something I should be doing, but I just don't know what that something is.
And the interesting thing is, there isn't an answer to that. There isn't a thing that you should be doing. It's not that you're missing something.
And there doesn't have to be an answer.
And there doesn't have to, it doesn't have to be an answer. And if there is, it could be absolutely anything. Because you can go in any direction you want. all that you're getting is a signal that says, do you know what, I'd like to add something different to this.
Yep.
And you could do all kinds of things. You could go off in a completely different direction and add conveyancing to your legal. Do you see what I mean, though?
Yeah.
You know, because you don't have to do it. You could tie up with someone that's a conveyancing lawyer,
yeah,
and become a more general purpose law firm, yeah, is one way of going.
Yeah.
You know, so there's always a thousand ways to skin a cat, and none of them are right,
yeah,
and none of them are wrong. It's just you go, oh, I could do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Years ago, in the first recession, back after we launched Jobs in Kent.
He remembers that.
Yeah, yeah. After we launched Jobs in Kent, we were really scared. You know, we haven't been going that long and the market fell apart. So we said, we've got to do something else. So, and we'd been running job fairs. So we went, we know how to do that. We'll do events. So we started doing business-to-business events. And we ended up doing like 20 business-to-business events a year. In fact, we only stopped a couple of years ago with the Southeast business-to-business event. That was, it was completely outside everything we did. We just built on a little thing that we were doing as a minor part of what we did and expanded it because it felt like a good thing to do at the time. But then we stopped again as well when it became
No longer viable.
Yeah.
So but it's a bit of trial and error as well, though, isn't it? You've got to, you know, be a little bit creative, have a go, and then see what works and what sticks.
Mm. Ben, what's your biggest challenge?
The biggest challenge I've faced so far is late payment. And in turn, cash flow. Because
I get money up front.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
I was just going to say, is your systems
yeah,
for collecting money?
We've just changed, yeah, because it wasn't great to start with.
Yeah. Everybody goes through that, by
yeah,
the way.
So, yeah,
yeah. I've always got money up front.
So we've just changed to go cardless, and our pay, the way we are paid now is different.
Yeah.
But, you know, we were going 2-3 months without clients paying us and then getting angry that we stopped working.
Yeah.
So we've just dropped a client on the basis of that exact reason. But yeah, I mean, cash flow, for me at the moment, we get a lot of money coming at once and then not a lot for a period of time and then a lot of money coming again. So yeah, for me, for this year is about steadying our cash flow,
yeah,
and making sure that we're
Amanda's
prepared.
Got a spreadsheet for that.
Yeah. To be fair, I have to give credit to, Linda Garcia Luxi, who spent many months giving me her, system processes training, but fantastic cash flow spreadsheet. Every company should have a cash flow forecast because you need to know what's coming in, what's not coming in, and what's going out, more importantly.
Yeah.
And that's what keeps you going, because
yeah,
if you start adding all these things to going out to your spreadsheet and then there's nothing coming in, you're like, oh God, I need to just think about that.
You find after a while it's the pennies that kill you.
Yep,
it's the little things that, yeah, kill you, that you don't pay attention to, that you spend every month on this, that and the other.
Mm.
It's like I got an email from Sky the other day saying, we've changed one of the channels, so we're not going to bill you for it anymore. And I,
you're billing me for a channel?
You've been billing me for a channel? How long have you been billing me for that? Yeah. And I find I've had it for like 7 years at £5 a month.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You know, so it's little things like that, and all added together, we tend to focus on the big things, like they owe me £1,000 and haven't paid it, which is a big thing.
Mm.
But you don't factor in, you know, the £1,000 you spent at £10 a pop.
Absolutely.
Here, that's why I stopped networking, yeah, so, yeah, much, because there was a point where I was going networking like 2 days a week,
yeah,
and trying to get there.
Which was like, 2 days a week?
Which was necessary.
You
at
know
the
there's
time.
5 days a week.
That's,
yeah,
that's not a lot of networking.
That's not a lot.
No, but I mean, two full days.
Yeah.
Two full days.
I don't think you're impressing me.
So I'm not trying to impress you.
Serial networkers here.
These are ladies. This is gossip strategy.
Yeah. So from my network, but I found at the end of the month I was paying a lot of money for networking, which was great. But there were some groups where I was paying, you know, a specific group, I was paying like £120 a month and I wasn't getting anything from. Mm. So, you know, from that perspective, we decided to change our strategy with it. And now we go to more impactful.
Yeah. You're more targeted. I've done the same. I've cancelled
Yeah, I'm going to stop you right there.
Sorry.
Because we're literally
about to... You ask questions.
I know, but we're probably at the end of the show.
Typical, isn't it? She asks you a question and then cuts you off.
Don't give me time. Yeah. This is when we needed a 2-hour show. So much to talk about. But we have come to the end of our 100th show.
Woohoo!
Thank you guys so much for supporting the show. It's great having each of you with us every
thank
week.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you to the listeners. Keep listening. We've got lots of exciting stuff coming up over the next year when we get a spare minute. We've got a new website about to launch. We've got lots of stuff going on. Thank you to our sponsors for this month, the ZC Social Media and ZC Live. join it. Right, we've got to go. Going to carry on drinking Prosecco. Don't forget to listen to Paul's show on Tuesday. He's got a great lineup. We'll be back next week. Have a great Easter weekend, everyone. Bye.
Bye, guys. Happy Easter.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
This is Channel 2.